morning and welcome to Mirror Mirror, the Unapologetic Podcast. This is your host, Diane Sassano. Today I'm going to go a little bit off topic of narcissism because of the feedback that I've received. And I think that, and I don't think, I know, I feel because of the feedback that people need a lot of love out there right now. So I'll come back at the end of the week and I will do part three of narcissism. So today I want to talk about friends and how everyone in the world uses the mirror effect. And that is obviously why I named my podcast Mirror Mirror, because everybody that we meet, whether it be a relationship, a friend, a coworker, anybody, we mirror or are mirrored a reflection back of ourselves from these people. And the beautiful thing is that when a friend, a partner, a parent, a family member, whomever, mirrors back to us, it helps us to find the space within ourselves to heal. And in doing this, you can enrich your lives in so many ways. I call it like a magical combination of similarities and differences, right? And with our friends, because I think that we have a closest relationship to friends, because when you do have a friend, you're willing to open up a lot more and you feel safe. So that gives you an opportunity to speak your truth a big percentage of the time and to get to know who you are and to grow into who you are by your friend mirroring the aspects within yourself that you don't see or maybe hidden within you that you have never dealt with your whole life. So I say friends are like a perfect mirror for taking that opportunity to grow and to feel safe in that. So that's a good way to look at it, okay? You usually pick friends that have almost similarities to each other and you feel really comfortable and familiar with them. And over time, you realize that you're drawn to them because you actually admire them. And in turn, you actually admire yourself because within them, you see yourself. So that's a beautiful thing. And when you're having conversations, you know, with your friends, whether it be at work, you know, going out or whatever, you'll see recognition is there. And unconsciously, you can acknowledge that these people possess the qualities that you possess yourself. And so that's how you act as mirrors with each other. And friends help you define who you are by reflecting yourself back at you. And they also can show you the differences by knowing of ourselves by them mirroring to us. And you get options and you can get choices about who you want to be and really who your true self is inside. And sometimes I believe that you're drawn to those who appear to be the opposite to you. But in time, over time, I should say, you learn to accept the parts of them that you love and that resonate within you. And this allows for you to have a really valuable learning experience through this friendship or partnership. And it helps you to expand and include other experiences. I think friends really help us accept others into our circle or our energy. And understanding that someone's life always differs from our own, and we can learn about ourselves in contrast, which is a great thing because, you know, I think too much of the same is kind of boring in a friendship. So you want that excitement and you want that, you know, that growth that you're both or all of you are going to grow together. And then sometimes when we see friends in them, sometimes we see things that we don't like about ourselves. And that's the mirror reflection that sometimes is really hard to swallow. But if this is a good friend, right, and they know you, this friend is really going to help you, you know, through that process of change. And they'll support you in the choices that you make. And the best part of friendship is always the feeling that you're accepted exactly for the way that you are. And you don't need to change. It's all part of the growth within yourself is that mirror effect. Is that you're healing things within yourself, aspects within yourself that could have been traumas or triggers. And that's what grows a friendship. That's what grows a partnership. And I believe that's what relationships are, is the mirror effect of that person that comes into your life, that they're put there to help you heal the things that maybe that were hidden or that you were unaware of. And that makes for a great friendship and a partnership, is that that person is actually helping you grow and to build strength and reinforce your character and keep you in your truth. And that's something to be grateful for. And, you know, and the same thing, and you mirror back to your friend, your partner, your family, or whomever the relationship is with. And if you look at it as a positive, that and appreciate that this person was put in your life to help you, you know, that's a plus. Because sometimes you look in a mirror and you don't see what's there or under the surface until it's actually, you know, kind of like in your face, you know, and another person, that the energy that is the echo effect back at you, can make you look at it and do that deep dive either into your shadow side and help you to heal those things that, you know, could be causing triggers from a trauma from when you were young. And that's a beautiful thing. That's growth. So I think that we ultimately choose friends because they make us feel good about ourselves and our lives. You know, and of course there's going to be tears and difficult times, but you know, I think friends help us find the laughter and the joy in our life. And those special people who just get us, and we know that we're a perfect fit, a perfect combination, and we can take comfort in that, knowing that they do accept us for who we are, you know, our flaws and our imperfections. And they're on this journey with us and they're helping us grow. And it's the same as you're also helping them grow. And, you know, you need to feel grateful and fortunate that you have these true friends in your life. Friends are like your besties, like they're the best companions, you know. They walk with you through every tear, through every laughter, through every pain. You know, whatever you're going through in life, they're always there. And they help define and refine who we are and who we choose to be every day. Because they are reflecting back to you exactly whom you are inside. So what's a better way to have a mirror that every day reminds you that this is who you are and always stand within your sovereign being? I think that's awesome. And as always, you can leave me a voicemail, or you can DM me, or go to my page, Healing with Diane on Facebook, and give me some feedback, which I love. Any topics you wish for me to cover, I'd love to. Or you can make an appointment with me if you would like to have a conversation at healingwithdiane.net. And as always, I send you love and light. And subscribe and share this with someone that may need a little extra love today. Blessings to you all. Good morning and welcome to Mirror Mirror, the Unapologetic Podcast. This is your host, Diane Sassano. today I'm going to go a little bit off topic of narcissism because of the feedback that I've received. And I think that, and I don't think, I know, I feel because of the feedback that people need a lot of love out there right now. So I'll come back at the end of the week and I will do part three of narcissism. So today I want to talk about friends and how everyone in the world uses the mirror effect. And that is obviously why I named my podcast Mirror Mirror, because everybody that we meet, whether it be a relationship, a friend, a coworker, anybody, we mirror or are mirrored a reflection back of ourselves from these people. And the beautiful thing is that when a friend, a partner, a parent, a family member, whomever, mirrors back to us, it helps us to find the space within ourselves to heal. And in doing this, you can enrich your lives in so many ways. There's, I call it like a magical combination of similarities and differences, right? And with our friends, because I think that we have a closest relationship to friends, because we're, when you do have a friend, you're willing to open up a lot more and you feel safe. So that gives you an opportunity to speak your truth a big percentage of the time and to get to know who you are and to grow into who you are by your friend mirroring the aspects within yourself that you don't see or maybe hidden within you that you have never dealt with your whole life. So I say friends are like a perfect mirror for taking that opportunity to grow and to feel safe in that. So that's a good way to look at it, okay? You usually pick friends that have almost similarities to each other and you feel really comfortable and familiar with them. And over time, you realize that you're drawn to them because you actually admire them. And in turn, you actually admire yourself because within them, you see yourself. So that's a beautiful thing. And when you're having conversations, you know, with your friends, whether it be at work, you know, going out or whatever, you'll see recognition is there. And unconsciously, you can acknowledge that these people possess the qualities that you possess yourself. And so that's how you act as mirrors with each other. And friends help you define who you are by reflecting yourself back at you. And they also can show you the differences by knowing ourselves by them mirroring to us. And you get options and you can get choices about who you want to be and really who your true self is inside. And sometimes I believe that you're drawn to those who appear to be the opposite to you. But in time, over time, I should say, you learn to accept the parts of them that you love and that resonate within you. And this allows for you to have a really valuable learning experience through this friendship or partnership. And it helps you to expand and include other experiences. I think friends really help us accept others into our circle or our energy. And understanding that someone's life always differs from our own, and we can learn about ourselves in contrast, which is a great thing because, you know, I think too much of the same is kind of boring in a friendship. So you want that excitement and you want that, you know, that growth that you're both or all of you are going to grow together. And then sometimes when we see friends in them, sometimes we see things that we don't like about ourselves. And that's the mirror reflection that sometimes is really hard to swallow. But if this is a good friend, right, and they know you, this friend is really going to help you, you know, through that process of change. And they'll support you in the choices that you make. And the best part of friendship is always the feeling that you're accepted exactly for the way that you are. And you don't need to change. It's all part of the growth within yourself is that mirror effect. Is that you're healing things within yourself, aspects within yourself that could have been traumas or triggers. And that's what grows a friendship. That's what grows a partnership. And I believe that's what relationships are, is the mirror effect of that person that comes into your life, that they're put there to help you heal the things that maybe that were hidden or that you were unaware of. And that makes for a great friendship and a partnership, is that that person is actually helping you grow and to build strength and reinforce your character and keep you in your truth. And that's something to be grateful for. And, you know, and the same thing, and you mirror back to your friend, your partner, your family, or whomever the relationship is with. And if you look at it as a positive, that and appreciate that this person was put in your life to help you, you know, that's a plus. Because sometimes you look in a mirror and you don't see what's there or under the surface until it's actually, you know, kind of like in your face, you know, and another person, that the energy that is the echo effect back at you can make you look at it and do that deep dive either into your shadow side and help you to heal those things that, you know, could be causing triggers from a trauma from when you were young. And that's a beautiful thing. That's growth. So I think that we ultimately choose friends because they make us feel good about ourselves and our lives. You know, and of course there's going to be tears and difficult times, but, you know, I think friends help us find the laughter and the joy in our life. And those special people who just get us, and we know that we're a perfect fit, a perfect combination, and we can take comfort in that, knowing that they do accept us for who we are, you know, our flaws and our imperfections. And they're on this journey with us and they're helping us grow. And it's the same as you're also helping them grow. And, you know, you need to feel grateful and fortunate that you have these true friends in your life. Friends are like your besties, like they're the best companions, you know. They walk with you through every tear, through every laughter, through every pain. You know, whatever you're going through in life, they're always there. And they help define and refine who we are and who we choose to be every day. Because they are reflecting back to you exactly whom you are inside. So what's a better way to have a mirror that every day reminds you that this is who you are and always stand within your sovereign being? I think that's awesome. And as always, you can leave me a voicemail or you can DM me or go to my page, Healing with Diane on Facebook, and give me some feedback, which I love. Any topics you wish for me to cover, I'd love to. Or you can make an appointment with me if you would like to have a conversation at healingwithdiane.net. And as always, I send you love and light. And subscribe and share this with someone that may need a little extra love today. Blessings to you all.